RDU 98.5, and it's 9 a.m. and you are tuned into the Breakfast Buffet, where every day we're giving you something a little bit different, a little bit zesty, a little bit good. Now, I have the incredible Chris on the phone from Albie and the Wolves. So just a little bit about them if you've got no idea what's going on. Award-winning folk band Albie and the Wolves have signed with Fresh Music Booking in Poland to debut in Europe and the United Kingdom next year, but they need your help. So they're doing what they do best by hitting the road for 17, that's right, 17 shows up and down the country, big and small, Warkworth to Dunedin. It's an incredible opportunity for the band, and you can be a part of it by simply spreading the word and showing up to their fundraiser tour. So I have Chris on the line. Chris, how are you going?
Good morning. Thank you so very much. Hi, I'm fantastic.
Wicked stuff, man. How does it feel? Massive congratulations, you know, on this tour and everything. But, you know, how is this feeling for you guys doing 17 shows?
Well, it's an absolute blast. I think that every single musician dreams of etching out a bit of time and going, the only thing I'm going to do is perform the music that we make, right? That's like the dream. That's what we all want. Mm. And we get to make that a reality for a little while, which is, it's amazing.
Oh, no, wicked stuff. And can I just get like a little bit of a background story to why you've called it the fundraiser tour?
Oh, yes, you may. Look, we decided to fundraise a tour by going on tour. So we've got a booking agent in Poland right now who's locking down some shows in Europe. I think we've got a couple in Wales, in the UK, in Germany, and the Netherlands. But to get there, the figure is really high. So it's like $35,000 to take through, to fly three people over, to rent cars, to get accommodation. And that's not easy for us to drum up. And so we thought, look, let's do a bunch of shows and see what we can do. Even if we don't get the whole number, even if we get something so we can go over and do it, and that's the fundraiser, you know. And we're also a pretty upbeat and positive band as well, so there's a bit that plays into it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, man. That's a beautiful way of talking about it. And just something that I wanted to talk about really quickly is, here you've written, Albie and the Wolves rebel against AI. As for them, music and life is all about being in the present moment, so leave your phone at home and enjoy something real. Fuck, man, that's wicked. Can we please go into that, because I'm also not a fan of AI.
Oh, bro, look, it's omnipresent for creative people. You know, I think there was a headline like last week that the Spotify removed 12 million AI songs. And I think that, it's staggering. And I feel like that's only the tip of the iceberg. And so if you think, man, going out and seeing a show is the easiest way to just connect with real people, not only in the audience, but with artists too. And the folk tradition is crazy. It's even a step further than that. Like, when I grew up, we would just be sitting around a campfire, just trading songs and hearing one another's stories. And if that isn't like the polar opposite to what AI is, then I just don't know. And I think that ethos is a big part of folk music and us, you know?
Nah, 100%, man. And you're absolutely right. You need to be present in the moment. And there's no life. There's nothing with AI. There's absolutely nothing. There's no soul. And I really like how you touched on, you know, within folk roots, that actually is what it is, because, you know, it is. It's about storytelling. It's about the truth. And it's about emotion, making people feel stuff. Hey.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, yeah, art is, but this is the thing that connects with me, the earthiness of sort of folk, you know. I enjoy EDM, I enjoy electronic music and pop music, but the stuff that hits my heart is, you know, those more acoustic instruments, you know.
Oh, and that's beautiful.
That's just a personal preference, yeah.
Hey, but it's a great preference to have. So, you know, with this tour, are there going to be, like, you know, for anybody that's going to come in the audience, is there going to be any, like, beautiful, like, softer acoustic moments at all throughout the set, or...?
Oh, absolutely. Look, we've got a bit of a surprise in that regard.
Ooh.
So, yes, absolutely, for sure.
Can't give away too much.
No, I don't want to, no. But the answer is, yeah. Look, so we're upbeat, and we are a bit of a party band. We just like to have a good time and get people on the floor and feel a few things. But there's a moment which people have come back to me and said, that was my favorite part. We'll see what resonates with folks of Christchurch.
Oosh. You know, you're coming to Wonder Bar, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, yes. Wunderbar. And there's actually a concert on Sunday as well, a house concert. I don't know if you know much about those. I don't know where it is in Christchurch.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so with two shows.
Ooh, gosh, Ototahi is very lucky then.
Yes, Ototahi is one. Yeah, yeah, two different styles of shows. So the Wunderbar is like super party.
Cool.
And then the Sunday afternoon one is a bit more conversational. We'll tell a few
intimate.
More stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally. Oh, I love that. And so, you know, if anybody who is listening, you know, at home and they're just like, wow, this sounds incredible, where can they find you guys? Where can they find tickets to come?
Look, Under the Radar, both shows are listed there. You can also find Albie and the Bulls on Instagram, on Facebook. And we also have a website, www.albieandthebulls.co.nz or .com, I can't remember. But look, heaps of places to find all the info, and we'd love to see you guys at Christchurch. We come down like once every 2 years.
Yep.
So this is the time if you want to come do it.
Oh my gosh, this is incredible. And so, you know, just quickly backtracking back a little bit before I let you get back to your probably busy day, you've signed with Fresh Music Booking to debut in Europe and United Kingdom. My God, how does that feel?
Well, how does it feel? I think that you will have noticed, speaking to creative people, that there's a lot of small wins and there's a lot of tough things that happen along the way.
Yeah.
And so, funnily enough, I feel a bunch of excitement, kind of like it's there a little bit, you know, because you never know quite if it's going to happen or not. You just work really hard and hope that it does. I feel really grateful, and yeah, I'm really grateful is probably the main thing. Grateful with a bit of excitement and a bit of hope.
Oh, I love it, man. You've got all the good buzzwords, don't you?
Look, I'm annoyingly positive. Some of my friends hate it.
Nah, do you know what? In times like these, we need annoyingly positive people. It's good. It's good for the economy, mate.
Hey, well, maybe we'll see you at the show.
Yeah, no, would love to, man. Would love to. So to anybody that is listening right now, Chris from Albie and the Wolves is just on the phone with me here. And we are talking about his 17, guys, no joke, 17 shows. 17 show tour. It's absolutely mental. And so on Saturday, the 11th of October, they are going to be hitting the Wunderbar. And on the 12th of October, there's a secret little intimate show going down. So it's going to be really, really wicked. But thank you so much for your time, Chris. Honestly, really stoked for you. And it just sounds like it's all going really well. Hey.
Hey, my pleasure, Bex. Thank you so very much. Cheers. Hi to you.
Hey, thank you so much, man. Have a great rest of your day and good luck for this tour, homie.
Cheers. Thank you so much.
Wicked. Awesome. So it is 9:10 on the clock. You are tuned into the Breakfast Buffet. It's your girl Bex on the Tuesday run. I just was talking to the incredible Chris from Albie and the Wolves. Now they are doing a 17 show tour of the country and you guys need to get down there. It's the fundraiser tour. How incredible is that? So if you are here in Ototahi on the 11th of October or the 12th of October, feel free to grab some tickets. I'm pretty sure Under the Radar is going to set you good there. But what we're going to do, we're going to send it back to the playlist. We've got Inca Babies with Candy Mountain only on RDU.